Jessica Strauser is in the studio with me tonight. By day, she is the editorial director of Writer's Digest, and the rest of the time, along with being a wife and mother, she's written her debut novel, which is titled Almost Missed You. Welcome to Round Cincinnati, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's just talk about where the novel is set, because this will be of particular interest to our listeners, I think.
So a good portion of the novel is set here in Cincinnati. The novel opens where the characters from Cincinnati are on vacation in Florida, but it quickly flashes back to most of their lives happening here in Cincinnati. So local readers will recognize a lot of their favorite locations. There are chapters that take place in Fountain Square. There are characters there who encounter a Good Samaritan who gifts them some tickets to see Luminosity in Washington Park. So there's sort of a magical evening set there under the stars watching the show. Some of my own favorite places, Arthur's in Hyde Park, and the characters get graders and walk to a bench in Hyde Park Square. There's mention of the Loveland Bike Trail. So I think local readers will recognize a lot of their own favorite places as well.
Northside is prominent, too.
And East Walnut Hills.
I would love for you to introduce us to some of the characters and just, you know, give us a bit of a sketch of who they are, if you would, and set us up for what's happening in their lives.
Sure. So the story opens with a young couple, Violet and Finn, who are on their first family vacation since having their baby, who is now a toddler. And Finn has taken their son up to the room for his nap, and Violet is just enjoying some very rare alone time on the beach that he has gifted her a few hours of. And she decides to go up to the hotel room and wake her son up from his nap and have some ice cream with him on the balcony and watch the airplanes fly over the ocean. And she gets up to the room, and they are gone. There's no trace of them. Finn has packed everything up, taken her son, taken the rental car, and is gone. And she is completely blindsided, as is everyone that they know. This is one of those couples that everyone thinks they're basically a perfect couple. They have this wonderful kind of faded story of how they met. Everybody says they were clearly meant to be together. They had years and years of near misses and all of these things until fate, they think, finally brought them together. But we quickly realize that maybe things were not as they seemed at all. And then, so the story alternates point of view between the characters Violet and Finn, and then a third character, Caitlin, who is their mutual best friend. She is Finn's old best friend from college. They've been friends for a long, long time. But she also has clearly become very close with Violet as well, since Finn and Violet have gotten married. And Finn shows up with their son on Caitlin's doorstep and essentially blackmails her into hiding them in a family cabin by threatening to share something that could destroy her own family. And so the chapters alternate point of view between Violet, Caitlin, and Finn.
If you would, tell us about the structure of the novel also, Jessica, and why you chose that. How did that serve you as an author?
After vacation, the story backs up from there. And we kind of look at the very first time Violet and Finn met and what really happened. So we kind of start piecing together what their story was from different points of view. I was really playing with the idea of, there's an author I love named Deb Colletti, and she wrote a book called He's Gone with a highly unreliable narrator several years ago. And I was reading an interview with her where someone was asking her about the unreliable narrator, and she was talking about how really everyone is an unreliable narrator. Just by definition, it's just the degree to which you are unreliable, and that's true. When you go home from work and you tell your spouse about your day, you're telling your spouse your version of your day. Your coworker who was in that annoying meeting with you might have a different version of how that meeting went. The other driver and the fender bender in the grocery store parking lot might have a different version of how that encounter went. Everyone, by definition, tells their stories through their own point of view. So I kind of wanted to play with the idea of people getting a couple's story. You have to get the point of view of all three of these characters in order to piece together the real story.
I want to jump to another part of your life. I want to know what an editorial director does. And are you in a position to give authors advice? And is there any advice that you found particularly helpful or not in writing your own novel?
I think I'm a curator of advice for writers more so than I am dispensing the advice necessarily. Really, I'm the editor-in-chief of the magazine. I've been the editor-in-chief for so long that I think out of respect to me, they gave me the editorial director title. So now I have a bigger hand in planning the Writer's Digest conferences and some of our online offerings and some other things. But the core of my job is editing the magazine. And for those who don't know, Writer's Digest magazine is the number one publication for aspiring and working writers in North America. And it was founded by the Rosenthal family here in Cincinnati back in 1920. So it's been based here for a long time. The offices are up in Blue Ash now. But I, through that job, also do a lot of our, I write a lot of our cover stories, which are interviews with bestselling authors. So I get to talk to a lot of bestselling authors firsthand, which is wonderful, something you're quite familiar with doing, although nobody records me doing it, for which I am grateful. But just the advice that I am able to glean from being surrounded by not only our interview subjects, but the talented contributors who write for the magazine about how to craft your best work and how to stay motivated and how to improve your process. There's no way I could not internalize some of that over the years. So it has been a huge influence on me. I went to Ohio University and I was a magazine journalism major. I've never actually taken fiction writing workshop. I just read a lot of novels and I read every article in Writer's Digest magazine probably 4 or 5 times and have been doing so since, on and off since about 2001.
So they do dovetail in ways, maybe almost by osmosis, I suppose, in terms of the information you glean from other authors. I really appreciated the twists and turns and almost missed you. And I want to thank you very much for visiting with us tonight.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
I've been talking with Jessica Strausser about her new novel, Almost Missed You, and you'll find more information about it at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray. You'll be able to see Jessica in person at her book signing March 28th at Joseph Beth.